Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation outside the 12th Hour in the Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is April 8, 2017, or it is 8-12-2021. We will start our first service on this Sabbath day with a song entitled, More About Yahshua Would I Know. More about Yahshua I would know, more of His grace to others show. All of His saving fullness see, of His love He died for me. More about Yahshua, more about Yahshua, more of His saving fullness see, for His love He died for me. More about Yahshua let me learn, more of His holy will discern. Spirit of Yah, my teacher be, showing the things of Yahshua to me. More about Yahshua, more about Yahshua, of His saving promise, of His love He died for me. More about Yahshua in His word, holding communion with my Yah, hearing His voice in every line, making each faithful saint mine. More about Yahshua, more about Yahshua, more of His saving fullness, more of His love He died for me. More about Yahshua on His throne, riches and glory for His own. More of His kingdom sure increase, more of His coming Prince of Peace. More about Yahshua, more about Yahshua, more of His saving fullness, more of His love He died for me. Passover, part one. We're going to start with Exodus chapter 12 and read the whole chapter. We have Passover coming up here, and looks like several days here on a Monday night, actually it's a Tuesday night, start the beginning of Tuesday, the end of Monday, and that is on the 10th. And we're on the 8th, so we're looking at here in a couple of days, Passover, a week of 7 days, unleavened bread. And we pray that our people are preparing for it, and people around the world. Hopefully there's a lot of people preparing for it at the right time. We know the Jews are going to do theirs a day later than we are.
Same time.
Let's go now and start with verse 1, Exodus chapter 12. It says, And the Yahweh spake unto Moses and Aaron and the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year unto you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of the Israel, saying, In the 10th day of this month they shall take unto them every man a lamb according unto the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according unto the number of the souls. Every man according unto his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish. A male of the first year you shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. And ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. They shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses, wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire, and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof. And you shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning you shall burn with the fire. And thus shall ye eat it with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is Yahshua's Passover. For I will pass through the land of the Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Yahweh. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Now what is this telling us? It says, and the blood shall be unto you for a token upon the houses wherein you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be unto you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Now, that verse 13 tells us the whole story practically. That as we plow the blood today, then because there's going to be a plague once again come upon the spiritual Egypt of today, and it starts right in our own back door with the world, and but those that are not believing in and following and accepting this blood of the Yahshua, the new and living way, to apply to the doorposts of their hearts, they will receive of the plague. And this is how Yahweh knows who to destroy and who not to destroy in the world. Those, I'm talking about the house of Israel, because he said judgment first begins at the house of Yahweh. And once it goes and completes its work in the house of Yahweh, then it goes unto the Gentiles and the rest of the world. So, they're all covered by this law of the blood. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast unto Yahweh throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread. Even the first day you shall put away leaven out of your houses, for whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. He didn't say cut off from his congregation. It says cut off from the land of Israel. And in the first day there shall be an holy convocation. And in the seventh day there shall be an holy convocation. So that's then on the 15th day of the first month, Nisan, or Abib. And it'd be on the 22nd day also. So we're looking at that part. The daily right here is called the Solemn Assembly. I'm looking at my calendar. April 17th is when this will happen. Okay, it says, no manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you. And you shall observe the feast of the unleavened bread, for in yourself same day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye observe this day in your generations by an ordinance forever. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at even you shall eat unleavened bread, until the 21st day of the month at even. 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses, for whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he be a stranger or firstborn in the land, and ye shall eat nothing of leaven in your house. In all your habitations shall ye eat unleavened bread. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according unto your families, and kill the Passover. And you shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin, and none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. For the Yahweh will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Yahweh will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. Verse 24. And you shall observe this thing for an ordinance unto thee and unto thy sons forever. And it shall come to pass when ye be come into the land which the Yahweh will give you, according as he hath promised, that you shall keep this service. And it shall come to pass when your children shall say unto you, what mean ye by this service? And you shall say, it is the sacrifice of the Yahshua's Passover. Now notice it says the Lord's Passover here, so I translated that unto the Son, because this is his feast that he presides over, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt when he smote the Egyptian and delivered our houses, and the people bowed their head and worshipped. And the children of Israel went away and did as the Yahweh had commanded Moses, and Aaron so did they. The children of Israel began their journey, and it came to pass, verse 29, that at midnight the Yahweh smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne, unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, rise up and get you forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go serve the Yahweh as ye have said. Also take your flocks and your herds as ye have said, and be gone and bless me also. And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people that they might send them out of the land in haste, for they said, we be all dead men. And the people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading troughs being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders, and the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver, and jewels of gold and raiment, and the Yahweh gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. Now notice it says they lent it. It means to loan it. But actually, this apparently means they gave it willingly, freely. Because, for number one, Yahweh put the fear of Yahweh, he put the fear of Yahweh unto them. And number two, they were wanting to hurry up and get the thing over with and get them people out of the land, because they were blaming the people of Israel for causing the plagues to fall upon them. Verse 37, and the children of Israel journeyed from Ramesses, and the Sukkoth, about 600,000 on foot, that were men besides children. And the mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds, even very much cattle. And they baked unleavened cakes of the dough which they brought forth out of the Egypt, for it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt and could not tarry, neither had they prepared for themselves any victual. Now the sojourn of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day, it came to pass that all the hosts of the land went out from the land of Egypt. What's so amazing that this 430 years was fulfilled in 1930 by the mandate of the prophecy of Ezekiel chapter 4. I talked about the 390 days prophecy that Ezekiel laid on his left side, I believe, for 390 days. And a day for a year, and that prophecy started in 1500 with Martin Luther, the first protester of the Catholic Church, first Protestant protester. And that prophecy ended in 1890, at the very time that the Adventists had that timeline to accept or reject the message of righteousness by faith by the Jones and Wagner, and they rejected that. And I just got through with a series of about 21-hour tapes on righteousness by faith, using every scripture in the Holy Scriptures that dealt with the word righteousness alone. And it covered 306 times that righteousness is mentioned in the Holy Scriptures. And I did a whole series up to 20 hours posted on my website. Everyone needs to go back and listen to every one of those tapes that I did. 20 hours worth. It is a night to be much observed unto the Yahweh for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Yahweh to be observed of all the children of Israel and their generation. Passover to be observed yearly. Verse 43. And the Yahweh said unto Moses and Aaron, this is the ordinance of the Passover. There shall no stranger eat thereof. Well, Adventists say, we're the spiritual Israel today, but we don't have to do the Passover yearly. Well, our leaders have made it a law that we do it four times a year in the Adventist Church. Verse 44, but every man's servant that is bought for money, when thou hast circumcised him, shall he eat thereof. A foreigner and an hired servant shall not eat thereof. In one house shall it be eaten, and thou shalt not carry forth aught of the flesh abroad out of the house, neither shall you break a bone thereof. All the congregation of Israel shall keep it. And when a stranger shall sojourn with thee and will keep the Passover unto the Yahweh, let all his males be circumcised. Very important. And then let them come near and keep it, and it shall be as one that is born in the land. For no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. One law shall be unto him that is homeborn and unto the stranger that sojourneth among you. Thus did all the children of Israel as Yahweh commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. And it came to pass the selfsame day that Yahshua is actually the one that joined with Moses. He was that rock in the cloud that followed the children of Israel, that actually followed them, that actually led them out of Egypt and through the wilderness for 40 years. Bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their armies. And the Yahweh spake unto Moses saying, sanctify. Okay, that ends chapter 12 of Exodus. Let's see what we have now. Dealing with the Passover, we're going to fast forward now to Exodus 34. And it's, we'll pick up our next Passover subject. Verse 1. And the Yahweh said unto Moses, hew thee two tables of stone like unto the first, and I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first table, which shall break it. And be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai, and present thyself there to me in the top of the mount. And no man shall come up with thee, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount, neither let the flocks nor herds feed before that mount. And he hewed two tables of stone like unto the first, and Moses rose up early in the morning and went up unto the Mount Sinai, as Yahweh had commanded him, and took in his hand the two tables of the stone. And the Yahweh descended the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Yahweh. And Yahweh passed by before him and proclaimed the Yahweh Elohim, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and the fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, O Yahweh, let my Yahweh, I pray thee, go among us, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thine inheritance. And he said, behold, I made a covenant before all thy people. I will do a marvels such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation, and all the people among which thou art shall see the work of the Yahweh, for it is a terrible thing that I will do with thee. Observe thou that which I commanded this day. Behold, I drive out before thee the Amorite, and the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Take heed unto thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, whither thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee, that ye shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves, for thou shalt worship no other god, for the Yahweh, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous Yahweh. So Yahweh has a name, it's called Jealous. Okay, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a whoring after their gods, and do sacrifice unto their gods, and one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice, and thou take of their daughters unto thy sons, and their daughters go a whoring after their gods, and make thy sons go a whoring after their gods, thou shalt make thee no molten gods. The feast of the unleavened bread shalt thou keep. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, as I commanded thee, in the time of the month Abib. For in the month Abib thou camest out from Egypt. Okay, we're in the antitypical month of Abib today. We're approaching the Passover here, like I said earlier, in about a couple of days. It'll be going down the sun on a Monday night, beginning the Tuesday. Verse 19, Exodus 34. All that openeth the matrix is mine, and every firstling among thy cattle, whether ox or sheep that is male. But the firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb. And if thou redeem him not, then shalt thou break his neck. All the firstborn of thy sons thou shalt redeem, and none shall appear before me empty. Okay, so now there it is right there. Everyone is supposed to come to the place where he chooses to place his name, and they're not to appear before him empty. we go to Deuteronomy 16:16, we can read that very quickly. It says, three times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Yahweh the Elohim in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of the unleavened bread, and in the feast of the weeks, and in the feast of the tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Yahweh empty. Do we have anyone that will be found guilty of violating this law that Yahweh has commanded for all of the house of Israel to at the place where he chooses the place his name? That's where you're supposed to be. The males are supposed to be accountable for three times in the year. And I'll read that again, what it's supposed to be. The Feast of Unleavened Bread, and that's exactly what we're coming up to right now. Only going down the sun, like I said, on a Monday, starting a Tuesday, is the 15th day of the first month, Abib. And in the Feast of the Weeks, and in the Feast of the Tabernacles. The Feast of the Weeks is your Pentecost. Only one day for that. But in the Feast of the Tabernacles, again, you have the Atonement on the 10th day of the 7th month. You have a new moon that starts the 7th month. And then 10 days later, you have the Atonement. And then 5 days later, you have the Feast, you have the Feast of the Tabernacles, which is a holy day. And then on the 22nd of that month, of the 7th month, you have the Solemn Assembly, which is another holy day. So all the males are supposed to appear and be accountable at these times of the year with the place where he chooses the place is now. Okay, it says 6 days thou shalt work, but on the 7th day thou shalt rest, and earing time and in harvest thou shalt rest, and thou shalt observe the feast of the weeks of the first fruits of the wheat harvest, and the feast of the end gathering at the year's end. Thrice in the year shall all your men and children appear before the Yahweh Elohim, the Elohim visit. For I will cast out the nations before thee and enlarge thy borders, neither shall any man desire thy land when thou shalt go up to appear before the Yahweh the Elohim thrice, three times in the year. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with the leaven, and neither shall the sacrifice of the feast of Passover be left unto the morning. The first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring unto the house of Yahweh the Elohim. Thou shalt not see the kid in his mother's milk. The Yahweh said unto Moses, write thou these words, for after the tenor of these words I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel. And he was there with the Yahweh 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water, and he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. And it came to pass, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of the testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, and that Moses wished not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come nigh him. And Moses called unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned unto him, and Moses talked with them. And afterwards all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them in commandment all that the Yahweh had spoken with him in the Mount Sinai. And still Moses had done speaking with them, but he put a veil on his face. But when Moses went in before the Yahweh to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. And he came out and spake unto the children of Israel that which he was commanded. And the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone. And Moses put the veil upon his face again until he went in to speak with him. Okay, that's the end of chapter 34. Let's look at our next chapter that will deal with the Passover. Now we'll fast forward to Leviticus 23. All right, verse 1, Leviticus 23. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them concerning the feasts of the Yahweh, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. Now notice the seventh day Sabbath is the first one of these feasts of the law of Moses. 6 days shall work be done. Verily the seventh day is the Sabbath of the rest and holy convocation. Ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of Yahweh and all your dwellings. He says that these are the feasts of the Yahweh, even holy convocation, which ye shall proclaim in their season. Now notice, the seventh day Sabbath is proclaimed every week in all seasons. It happens in all four seasons. But these other holy convocations, they have certain seasons that they come in. And so, they were separated. The information on these here feasts were separated. And look at verse 4. It said, These are the feasts of Yahweh, even holy convocation, which you shall proclaim in their season. And the 14th day of the first month of the even is Yahshua's Passover. And look at where we're at today. We're on the 12th day right now. And we're approaching the 14th day here on a Monday, the second day of the week. And on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of the Unleavened Bread unto the Yahweh. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. And in the first day you shall have an holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein, but you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh 7 days. And the seventh day is in holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein. So that would be on the 22nd day of Abib. The first day of the unleavened bread is on the 15th day. Starts at the going down of the sun on the 14th day. Preparation for the Passover takes place on the 14th day. The preparation. So think about it. It says in verse 11, Leviticus 23, And he shall weigh the sheaf. Now let's do verse 10. Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, When you come into the land which I give unto you and shall reap the harvest thereof, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. And he shall weigh the sheaf before the Yahweh to be accepted for you on the morrow after Sabbath, the priest shall weigh it. And ye shall offer that day when you weigh the sheaf and he lamb without blemish of the first years for a burnt offering unto Yahweh. And as I'm reading this information, I'm thinking about the origin of it. It began with Yahweh and his son in heaven. They wrote out this here transcript for following the ritual service of the sanctuary here on earth. If man should fall into sin that they were planning on creating in the very near future from the time that the Father and the Son brought forth this information there in heaven. Because they had to use it in heaven. They had to use it in heaven. Lucifer, the first created angel, and all the other angels created after him, came under this same law. Came under the same law. All the sanctuary. And when they sinned, they were required to avail themselves, and the reason why the sanctuary service didn't operate in heaven is because Lucifer and all his angels that followed him, that sinned, that fell, chose not to follow the sanctuary system. So, the sanctuary system then, but you know what? The sanctuary system was followed by the holy angels that didn't fall. They followed it, but they didn't follow no blood sacrifice. because they hadn't sinned. But they kept the holy days, that's designated here in Leviticus 23, the weekly and the seventh day and Sabbath and the seasonals. They kept those. Because Adam and Eve were required to keep them in the Garden of Eden for 33 years before they fell into sin here on earth. They were required to keep the plan of salvation through the blood of the everlasting covenant as it would be taught after they fell. But before they fell, they were required to follow the laws of the universe. Not only was this law set up for this earth here and heaven to begin with, but it was set up for the whole universe. The whole universe operates under this law. If there's any life on any planets out there anywhere in the universe, you're all under this law of Leviticus 23. Let us continue on. Leviticus 23, verse 13, and the meat offering thereof shall be 2/10 deals of fine flour mingled with oil, an offering made by fire unto Yahweh for a sweet savor, and the drink offering thereof shall be of the wine, the fourth part of an hin. And ye shall eat neither bread, nor parched corn, nor green ears, until the selfsame day that ye have brought an offering unto your Yahweh. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwelling. And ye shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that ye brought the sheaf of the wave offering. 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. Even unto the morrow after the seventh Sabbath shall you number 50 days, and you shall offer a new meat offering unto Yahweh. You shall bring out of your habitation 2 wave loaves of 2/10 deal. They shall be of fine flour. They shall be baked with leaven. They are the first fruits of Yahweh. And you shall offer with the bread 7 lambs without blemish of the first year, and 1 young bullock. And 2 rams, and they shall be for a burnt offering unto Yahweh, with their meat offering and their drink offering, even an offering made by fire of the sweet savor unto the Yahweh. Then you shall sacrifice 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, and 2 lambs of the first year for a sacrifice of the peace offering. And the priest shall wave them with the bread of the first fruits for a wave offering before the Yahweh with the 2 lambs, and they shall be holy unto the Yahweh for the priest. And you shall proclaim on the selfsame day that it may be an holy convocation unto you. You shall do no servile work therein. It shall be a statute forever and in all your dwellings throughout your generations. And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not make clean riddance of the corners of thy field. When thou reapest, thou shalt neither shalt thou gather any gleaning of thy harvest. Thou shalt leave them unto the poor and unto the stranger. I am the Yahweh your Elohim. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the 7th month, in the first day of the month, shall you have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, and holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein, but you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, also on the 10th day of the 7th month, there shall be a day of atonement, and there shall be an holy convocation unto you, and you shall afflict your soul, and offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh, and you shall do no work in that same day, for it is a day of the atonement, to make an atonement for you before the Yahweh your Elohim. For whatsoever soul it be that shall not be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from among his people. And whatsoever soul it be that doeth any work in that same day, this same soul will I destroy from among his people. You shall do no manner of work. This shall be a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwelling. It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and you shall afflict your soul. And the 9th day of the month of Evan, from Evan unto Evan shall ye celebrate your Sabbath. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of the 7th month shall be the feast of the tabernacle for 7 days unto the Yahweh. On the first day shall be an holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein. 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. On the 8th day shall be an holy convocation of you, and you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. It is a solemn assembly, and you shall do no servile work therein. These are the feasts of Yahweh which you shall proclaim to be the holy convocations, to offer an offering made by fire of Yahweh, a burnt offering, and a meat offering, a sacrifice, and drink offerings, every thing upon his days, besides the Sabbaths of the Yahweh, and besides your gifts, and besides all your vows, and besides all your freewill offerings which you give on to the Yahweh. Also on the 15th day of the 7th month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep a feast unto Yahweh 7 days. On the first day shall be a Sabbath, and on the 8th day shall be a Sabbath, and you shall take you on the first day the boughs of the goodly trees, branches of the palm tree, and the boughs of thick trees, and willows of the brook. And you shall rejoice for the Yahweh your Elohim 7 days, and you shall keep it a feast unto Yahweh 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generation. You shall celebrate it in the 7th month. You shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Yahweh your Elohim. And Moses declared unto the children of Israel the feast of the Yahweh. Okay, that ends Leviticus 23. Let's see what our next chapter is. It's in Numbers chapter 9. And let's see what Yahweh has for us there. Numbers chapter 9. And Yahweh spake unto Moses in the wilderness of the Sinai in the first month of the 2nd year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying that the children of Israel also keep the Passover at his appointed season. Okay, so what is that season? That's the first season of the year. It's on the 15th day of the first month of the first season of the year. And the 14th day of this month at even, you shall keep it in his appointed season, according to all the rites of it, and according unto all the ceremonies thereof shall you keep it. And Moses spake unto the children of Israel that they should keep the Passover, and they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month at even in the wilderness of the Sinai, according unto all that Yahweh commanded Moses. So did the children of Israel. And there were certain men who were defiled by the dead body of a man, and they could not keep the Passover on that day. And they came before Moses and before Aaron on that day. And those men said unto him, we are defiled by the dead body of a man. Wherefore are we kept back, that we may not offer an offering of Yahweh in his appointed season? In his appointed season among the children of Israel. And Moses said unto them, stand still, and I will hear what the Yahweh will command concerning you. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if any man of you or of your posterity shall be unclean by reason of a dead body, or be in a journey afar off, yet he shall keep the Passover unto Yahweh. The 14th day of the 2nd month. There you are. The 14th day of the 2nd month. At even they shall keep it and eat it with the unleavened bread and bitter herb. They shall leave none of it until the morning. Neither nor break any bone of it according unto all the ordinances of the Passover. They shall keep it. But the man that is clean and is not in a journey, and forbeareth to keep the Passover, even the same soul shall be cut off from among his people, because he brought not the offering of Yahweh in his appointed season, that man shall bear his sin. Okay. So anyone that's ever been a member of the kingdom here on earth and have gone out and are not obeying these laws of the sanctuary any longer, Yahweh's appointed feast days, at the appointed time at the place where he chose to place his name, then they're in violation and they have been cut off. They have been cut off from Israel. So that's seemingly is what where Gilead Center stands today. Not only doesn't exist anymore, but all of the inhabitants of Gilead Center no longer exist as an organization. And we have moved on and with a new movement, and we have established the movement of the Everlasting Kingdom of David, and Yahweh's placed us in charge of it, and that's where we stand today. But we continue on observing the plan of salvation of the sanctuary that was set up by Yahweh through Moses at Mount Sinai. And if a stranger shall sojourn among you, verse 14, Numbers chapter 9, and will keep the Passover unto Yahweh according unto the ordinance of the Passover and according unto the manner thereof, so shall he do. Ye shall have one ordinance both for the stranger and for him that is born in the land. So there's no difference then. Everyone's on an equal basis for the year bloodline house of Israel, or you're of a bloodline of a stranger, of a Gentile. This is on the day that the tabernacle was reared up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, namely the tent of the testimony, and at even there was upon the tabernacle as it were the appearance of a fire unto the morning. So it was always the cloud covered it by day and the appearance of the fire by night. And when the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, then after that the children of Israel journeyed, and in the place where the cloud abode, there the children of Israel pitched their tent. At the commandment of Yahweh, the children of Israel journeyed, and at the commandment of Yahweh they pitched. As long as the cloud abode upon the tabernacle, they rested in their tents. Now let's go back and reread that again. Start with verse 16. And so it was always the cloud covered it by the day and appearance of the fire by night. And when the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, then after that the children of Israel journeyed, and in the place where the cloud abode, there the children of Israel pitched their tents. Today, we are told through the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 4, that cloud is going to return. It's going to have to return because we're going to repeat a similar situation. And it is in Isaiah chapter 4. Let's go read it right quickly. Verse 1, and in that day seven women shall take a hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel. Only let us be taken, called by thy name to take away our reproach. And this is what we have when people have come and gone through these gates of the kingdom. They are saying the same thing. They're taking a hold of these seven women. What does it mean, take a hold of the seven women? Seven women means complete false doctrine. Complete. Seven means complete, so that means that they have taken a hold of the doctrines of Babylon, and they have gone out from the kingdom, and we observe the pure doctrine, which are seven doctrines, and represented by one kingdom, and that's actually the kingdom of heaven here on earth. It's the kingdom of David that we are in charge of. It says in Isaiah 4 verse 2, in that day shall the branch of the Yahweh be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped of Israel. Those that come to the first judgment, and then the second judgment. The first judgment is for to separate the waste sheaf offering, the house of David, the lawgiver, Judah, Genesis 49:10, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gate of the people be. Those that come through the last movement, which was the fourth movement for the Adventists. The Adventists had the fourth movement since the coming out of Egypt by Moses 3,500 years ago of the children of Israel. And the Adventists had the fourth movement starting 1844, and their movement ended in 2002 with Rollis Johnson, the antitypical Esau, at the helm. So that began the first judgment, the house of Yahweh, also because that fourth movement had to finally have an ending, so it was to pave way for the fifth movement, fifth and last movement. And then we represent the fifth and last movement. Isaiah 4:3, and it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion, okay, and he that remaineth in Jerusalem, shall be called holy, even everyone that is written among the living in Jerusalem. So this is in the fifth movement, in the 12th hour. The fourth movement ended in the 11th hour, brought the 11th hour to a close. Those that remain in Zion, then, those that taken up the leadership of the house of David. Not only that, but we had people in Africa, Jeff White, had been following Rollis W. Johnson in the fourth movement. Isaiah 4:3, and it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion and he that remaineth in Jerusalem shall be called holy, even everyone that is written among the living in Jerusalem. So it's talking about after judgment, the first judgment, starting with the first judgment, those that remain in Zion and Jerusalem shall be called holy. They may not be 100% purified and holy in their daily practices, but holiness, Yahweh recognized holiness as faithfulness to the truth and the striving to, like Paul said, he strove daily until he reached perfection. Well, same way with us. Isaiah 4. When the Yahweh shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning. And Yahweh will creep upon every dwelling place of the Mount Zion, and upon her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day, and the shine of a flaming fire by night, for upon all the glory shall be a defense. So what I just read to you now, a cloud and smoke. Now let's go back to Numbers 9, chapter 9, verse 18. And the commandment of Yahweh, the children of the Israel journeyed, and at the commandment of Yahweh, they pitched as long as the cloud abode upon the tabernacle, they rested in their tent. And when the cloud had tarried long upon the tabernacle many days, then the children of Israel kept the charge of Yahweh and journeyed not. And so it was, when the cloud was a few days upon the tabernacle, according unto the commandment of Yahweh, they abode in their tents. And according unto the commandment of Yahweh, they journeyed. And so it was, when the cloud abode above, from even unto the morning, and that the cloud was taken up in the morning, then they journeyed. Whether it was by day or by night that the cloud was taken up, they journeyed. Or whether it were 2 days, or a month, or a year, that the cloud tarried upon the tabernacle, remaining thereon, the children of Israel abode in their tents and journeyed not, but when it was taken up, they journeyed. So you had the kingdom of heaven set up in the temple there, in that cloud above the children of Israel. This is where their sojournings were orchestrated from. Heaven orchestrated and mapped and charted their daily lives there in the wilderness. That should be comforting alone enough there for them, but they were not satisfied with that. Verse 23, at the commandment of Yahweh they rested in the tents, and at the commandment of Yahweh they journeyed, for they kept the charge of Yahweh at the commandment of Yahweh by the hand of the Moses. Alright, well, that pretty much brings us to the end of that, dealing with the Passover. So we're going to close number one's sermon with Numbers chapter 9. We have just finished it. And we're going to take up our number 2. It's going to be taken up with, let's see, it'll be Numbers 28. So you can go ahead and read ahead if you want to, and read Numbers 28 and Numbers 33, and then Deuteronomy 16. And that'll give you enough to read ahead. That's what we're going to do on our next study. And then Joshua chapter 5. Let us now close with a song. He Hideth My Soul by Fanny J. Crosby. Oh, wonderful Savior is Joshua King. A wonderful Savior to me. He hardeth my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure are seen. He hardeth my soul in the cleft of the rock, that shadows the dry, thirsty land. He hardeth my life in the depths of His love, and covers me there with His hand, and covers me there with His hand. A wonderful Savior is Yahshua my King. He taketh my burden away. He holdeth me up and I shall not be moved. He giveth me strength as my day. He hardeth my soul in the cleft of the rock, the shadows of dry, thirsty land. He hardeth my life in the depths of His love, and covers me there with His hand, and covers me there with His hand. With numberless blessings each moment He crowned, and filled with His fullness divine. I sing in my rapture, O glory to Yah, for such a Redeemer as mine. He hardeth my soul in the cleft of the rock, that shadows the dry, thirsty land. He hardeth my life in the depths of His love, and covers me there with His hand, and covers me there with His hand. When clothed in His brightness, transported arise, to meet Him in the clouds of the sky, His perfect salvation is one. wonderful love, thou shalt the millions on high. He haunts my soul in the cleft of the rock, the shadows that drop us in land. He haunts my life in the depths of his love, and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there.